welcome to another episode of High Velocity Radio. I'm your host today, Kevin Finn, and the guys are out of town. Lee and Stone, they're in San Francisco right now at a trade show. So their broadcast should have started broadcasting live from right about now. But I have a great show in the studio today. We have Stacy Key, the president of the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council. It's a mouthful, so you can just remember it as GMSDC. And also have Thomas W. Dortch Jr., and he is the Blue Legend Award winner at the 31st Annual Spirit of Alliance Awards. And welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
No problem. We're so glad to have you in the studio. Stone and Lee talked you guys up. We're so excited that you're coming in there. Sorry to miss you guys. But we'll definitely, we'll hopefully have you guys back on a regular segment. So
we'd love to have a regular segment.
So tell me a little bit about GMSDC before we go into this award ceremony.
Okay. GMSDC is an organization that's been around for almost 40 years. It's the state's leading organization for small business development and supplier diversity. So we work with small businesses in helping them build capacity. We perform a certification for them, and then we connect them with organizations like the Coca-Cola Company, AT&T, IBM, and we help them grow the business, their businesses and create jobs in the state of Georgia.
That is huge right there, and we have a lot of small businesses in Georgia, and we're getting a lot more every day with the startup community and all these startup companies. What's the biggest pain you see with these startup companies, the things that they don't really realize being a small business?
Well, you know, one of the things obviously small businesses tend to look for is capital. That's always the thing that mm-hmm. that's a challenge in having capital. But along with that capital is having the right connections and the right infrastructure.
Definitely.
Once you have the capital. So having connections and having the relationships to take that capital and turn that into contracts so that you can build that business is important. And so that's our sweet spot at GMSDC. That's what we do well. And that's what we thrive on. And so we've got 175 corporations, global giants, as you talk about mm-hmm. AT&T and IBM and Coca-Cola, global giants that are members of our organizations that do business with small businesses routinely on a day-to-day basis. So they've got opportunities, and so they're always looking for small businesses to do business with.
Okay, well, that's huge, too, because you deal with a lot of VCs, right?
Venture capital, some.
Some
venture capitalists because, you know, again, venture capital firms want ownership.
Definitely.
And small businesses tend to want to
they
retain.
They want angel investors.
Right, yeah. So they want to retain the ownership of their company. They don't want to relinquish all the ownership
okay,
with VCs.
Okay, so you help them do that.
Yes.
All right. Well, that is absolutely wonderful. So today we're here to talk about the Spirit of Alliance Awards.
Yes.
And tell me a little about that, how that got started.
Okay. Spirit of Alliance Awards got started about 30 years ago, and it was an opportunity to recognize corporations as well as minority business owners and all that they do. Now, this award ceremony, which is actually going to be held on September the 27th at the Marriott Marquis in downtown Atlanta, and it's awarding excellence on both sides. We're rewarding corporations for all that they do with small businesses, and we're rewarding the small businesses for the exemplary products and services and the excellence they provide for corporations. So we're looking at both sides of the coin, and we're recognizing both small businesses and corporations. We're recognizing the best of the best.
That's huge. How long have you guys been doing this?
The awards have been around for 30 years.
Wow.
So 30 years we've been recognizing this phenomenal leadership in the state of Georgia.
The organization's been around for 40. This awards have been around for 30. That's mm-hmm. definitely a lot of clout you guys have.
We like to think so.
So who do we have here? We have Tommy Dortch with us. And what awards he won? I think he's winning the biggest one.
Yeah, Mr. Dortch. Now he's truly a legend, okay? It's called our Blue Legend Award.
Ooh.
Yes, he is. Now, he really needs no introduction. Everybody in Georgia, really throughout the country, knows Tommy Dortch. He has been a phenomenal, phenomenal leader. He has mentored. He has been such an advocate for small business throughout his career. And it has been an honor for him to be recognized. Now, he has been a leader of the 100 Black Men. He has been chair of the Atlanta Business League. He has done such great things in the community and serving the community here in Atlanta and throughout the state of Georgia that it was just a matter of time before he would be recognized by the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council for his phenomenal leadership for this award. So he's in good company here. He has been Maynard Jackson. You've got Sam Nunn. You've got Sarah Gonzalez. You've got Herman Russell. You've got Gregory Barranco. So he
all big names.
All big names. So he is got good company here in this award category. So we are just honored to have him as our Blue Legend Award winner this year.
Well, let's get him in on a conversation. Sure. I have to hear your background, Tommy. Tell me where you started, all your accomplishments, and how you got to here.
Well, we'll be here for weeks if I get into that. No, but it's been a pleasure for me to be in the entrepreneurial arena. I got my first exposure to my father. My father was an entrepreneur, and his brother was an entrepreneur. They owned a series of restaurants all up and down the East Coast. They took their skills from World War II as mess sergeants and turned it into a business.
Wow.
Unfortunately for me, it took me 22 years to find my calling. I was in public service for 22 years after graduating from the Fort Valley State University and Clark Atlanta University. I worked for Jimmy Carter as governor and then wow. went on to work for George Busby as governor and 16 great years with U.S. Senator Sam Nunn. And I guess that's where I got my bug working to help minority-owned businesses and women-owned business access the federal government, and actually helped create about 31 millionaires from the African-American community.
Wow.
And we wrote all kinds of legislation from I helped to author under the senator's leadership the first mentor-protege program in defense, and then on from there we did everything from surety bond waiver programs to guarantee surety bond program with SBA and you name it. And so from there on into business, after all of that great work, it's funny. I always tell people from my counseling that you'll never be paid what you're worth working for somebody else. And even though Sam Nunn still is a great mentor and was one of the persons that had one of the greatest impacts, I started my first company in 1994, TWD Inc., my consulting firm. 95, I started the Atlanta Transportation Systems, non-emergency transportation.
Wow.
In 96, I started my other company, Cornerstone Parking. And then in 1999, I started FAD Consulting. And in 2001, Landcor Parking Systems, which is one of the largest parking companies in the mm-hmm. Southeastern
yeah,
region. And then, believe it or not, about 3 years ago, a good friend of mine, Bill Picard, came to him and said, TD, we need to go into mattress manufacturing business. And I said, Bill, what do we know about mattresses? And he said, we sleep on them, don't we? And so today we own Better Dreams Mattress Company, a manufacturing company. So all of those things along the way. And, of course, Stacy Key, who's been a phenomenal leader, my friend. I got the opportunity to even do some consulting for her in her other life. I couldn't spell the company name, but I could say it, Schlumberger.
Schlumberger. I love it.
But with that kind of led me to where I am, 10 years as the National Tier 100 Black Men of America, where 46% of my members were business owners. But the key thing for me was taking all of that body of work, and I call myself a social entrepreneur.
Or a serial entrepreneur.
Yeah. I love creating jobs, creating wealth, but the important part was what I learned from my father, my mother, and over the years, is that you have to reinvest in your community and your people, and that's what I've done.
Well, definitely, and I love that you've really taken a passion for helping other people, and you've turned it into a career, and it's a win-win for everybody.
Oh, yes.
Well, I want to just talk about how was it breaking out of having a job and becoming an entrepreneur? Because it's always one of those things. It's a little scary, but, I mean, it's also exciting at the same time.
Well, it is. You know, I really didn't hesitate. I had a phenomenal 16-year run with U.S. Senator Sam Nunn. I was the first African-American in the history of the U.S. Senate to ever serve as state director for any senator.
Congratulations. It's a huge achievement.
Yeah, and it was great because Sam Nunn saw in me my leadership skills and trust. And I didn't do too bad in helping him to stay one of the most powerful U.S. senators in the country.
He picked a good pupil. You had a great mentor.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And so for me, it was like, okay, I've done a lot here. I've enjoyed it. I've great people to work with. But I decided it's time to try something. So I did what, you know, most businesses who are going to succeed have to. I left, put my money into my business, and never looked back. The first, Sam said, well, if I can't keep you on payroll here, can I be your client? So he was my first client, Sam Nunn. And then Sal Diaz-Versan, who was president of Aflac, became mm-hmm. my second client. He's like a brother to me. And then after those two anchor consultants, it just kept moving.
Snowballed.
But the other side I learned, and a great thing, opportunities came. Jesse Hill, the late Jesse Hill, called me about an opportunity that was coming. And of course, when Jesse Hill, him and Herman Russell to me were like the godfathers. When they said, okay, here's an opportunity, I didn't ask, well, should I do it? I just moved on it. And that got me into transportation. In 1996, my company was the official luxury sedan limousine company for the Olympics. That was a spinoff company I created. But with all of that, it's been, you know, understanding people do business with people,
mm-hmm.
understanding all of those great things. And then, you know, one thing I have to say, I am also GMSDC is also one of my great leading organizations. I'm certified through GMSDC with my parking company. And I've worked and watched them. I worked with Harriet Michelle when she was the national president and all. Let me tell you, this organization, to be recognized by them, means a lot to me because I've seen them help so many people. I've seen them open doors of opportunity for so many people. And when it comes to penetrating corporate Atlanta, this is an organization that if you really want to get business done, you want to be a part of the GMSDC. And so with all of that, I continue to move, but I've been blessed, and I think the fact that I've been willing to give, I've been able to receive.
Definitely. I think that's a huge point. Stacey, you have to just be booming with pride just to have someone be part of, like this, be part of your organization.
Oh, absolutely. Tommy has been a perfect example of how you leverage the organization, and we've got over 700 Tommy Dortches as part of the organization, minority businesses throughout the state of Georgia that are leveraging the organization to gain business and to grow their business, from being certified to taking advantage of the mentoring and the developmental opportunities to the connections
mm-hmm.
and building their business through making connections to the corporations and to the government entities that are part of our organization.
Well, definitely. Well, I think we've talked about the local impact of Atlanta and mm-hmm. Georgia that GMSDC has, but I have to think it has a global impact too, because you're dealing with huge corporations. You said the Coca-Cola. I mean, they're local, but they're global as well.
Global. And that's one of the things that we talk about with our business owners is you can't think local. You may be local, but you have to act global. Because as Coca-Cola or Delta or AT&T or any of them come, they're looking for suppliers that can go global. They have a contract that comes to play. They're not saying, can you just do business in Georgia? They're saying, can this contract, you've got to service all of our locations worldwide. So we're working constantly to help our business owners understand you've got to have the infrastructure, you've got to have the processes, you've got to have the resources to be able to support that kind of contract globally.
Definitely. Well, like you're saying, scaling is hugely important when it comes to small business.
Absolutely.
But so many small businesses have that glitch in the system. They might have two people that are doing everything, and they don't know how to scale it out or get employees. How do you guys help them with that?
You know what? That's when collaboration and partnerships, you know, Tommy talked about it before. His good partner and good friend, Bill Picard, came and said, mm-hmm. we're going to go into the mattress business. They formed a partnership, the two of them. And so partnerships and collaborations are very key, and that's one of the big focus areas that we focus on. And leveraging the two of them came together and bought mm-hmm. together the competencies that they have and made that a win-win partnership. We're constantly looking at and helping business owners to leverage the win-win partnerships.
Definitely.
And so the two halves come together and they build a partnership that that is even greater. So partnerships, collaborations, strategic alliances, it's all we're all about all of that to help them to grow.
Well, definitely. And the GM SDC, it sounds like that just being part of it, you get to talk to high-level people and people that have been there. They've done that before. They've been successful. Mm-hmm. And having that kind of resource is amazing.
Absolutely. The mentoring, I will tell you, one of the things that we do, GMSDC, is part of the Mentor-Protege Connection. It's a program that was started by the governor 16 years ago at the state of Georgia. And we started administering the program over a year ago in partnership with Georgia Tech and with the state of Georgia. And so that's one of the programs we have that partner small businesses with a corporation for a year to work on building that capacity. Because many times small businesses need the resource of a corporation to help them. It may be strategic partnerships. It may be financing. It may be succession planning. It may be manufacturing. It could be any of those things to help you to grow your business. But a corporation is committed to working with you for a year to help you to build and to work on those things so that you can get that capacity.
Definitely. Well, this is a question for both of you. What do you guys see? Because you guys are both dealing with small businesses. What's the biggest thing that they need to know? What piece of advice? What nugget of wisdom?
Well, I think businesses, those going in, individuals going into business today need to understand that you have to deliver on whatever you commit, whatever you promise that you're going to do. I tell people it's better to under commit in terms of what you think you can deliver mm-hmm. on and over
Definitely.
And over deliver. I mean, it's important that you not oversell yourself. If you don't have the capacity, you don't go out and tell people that you have it. I've seen businesses over the years fail because they got too much business and didn't have the capacity.
That's funny, right? Too much business.
Yeah, they couldn't deliver, and the next thing you know, the whole company falls apart. The other important thing is that leadership is everything.
Mm-hmm.
The leader of the company has to be the one who's there to turn the lights on and turn the lights off. I don't care how successful you are. If you begin to pull away from your business and you don't keep your brand, if you don't stay connected, and if you have not had succession planning in your business, your chances for success begin to diminish. The other important thing is to keep reinvesting in your company.
Definitely.
I've seen people who get some big contracts, start to get some nice dollars flowing, and the next thing you know, and then they're in this fabulous car. They move to these great neighborhoods, and they start doing everything for themselves, and they don't do it. You have the bling bling, and they don't reinvest back into that company.
Definitely.
I've seen some great companies that really had all of the promising future. I remember one, Stacey, there was this company. I helped them get an SBA loan. Was moving the restaurant it was on Martin Luther King, doing quite well. The next thing I know, I went there to have lunch quite often. I roll up in there for lunch one day, and there's a red Porsche sitting right out front.
Oh no!
And even the people from SBA were going there for lunch, and everybody was supporting him. And then he started missing payments, and of course, the next thing you know, they called a loan. But the thing was, the guy started believing in him, in his ego, than believing mm-hmm. in his company. But you see that all along, and people say that doesn't happen today. It still happens.
Oh, yeah.
But the key thing, again, for you in terms of challenges today, again, is reinvesting. And if you're not willing to put your money in your business, you shouldn't expect anybody else to. The conferences and the training and the sessions that GMSDC conducts, I tell people you should always seek knowledge, always seek information, mm-hmm. always network to stay connected. Mm-hmm. You can never know too much. And I tell you, I spend a lot of time. I send my team and my leaders and my company, but I go because you want to stay fresh. You want to know what the new trends
Definitely.
Are. You want to make those connections that you may not have. So it's important that businesses go to the GMSDC training, go to their networking conferences, go to everything they can find, they should go to them. And then the last thing is understand that all dollars are green. It's not about black and white. You've got to be global in the connection that you make. You've got to go to all the events. You've got to get up in the morning and go to meetings. I joined everything I could join to make sure that I stay connected. But those are from my perspective as an entrepreneur.
Well, it just seems like with the organization, you guys really help build an infrastructure. And having a solid business.
That's it. You got it.
And if you have a solid infrastructure, then your company is going to scale. It's going to grow. And it's going to snowball. And you don't have to do that much. You have to be there, be present.
Right.
Know something. But it's also about having the right people there to be able to trust. And
it's working the plan. And you hit on it. It's having a solid business plan, business model. And, you know, many times when I talk to business owners and I talk about their business plan, and people, they, you know, sometimes they don't
it's
like
foreign
it.
Foreign language, too.
Yeah, they don't like it. So what's your business plan? What's your business strategy? What's it say? And, you know, well, it's in my head.
Don't want to die with that plan, do you?
Yeah, you know, put it on paper. It has to be on paper. You've got to have the business plan. And because that drives everything. And again, we have businesses that come into the mentoring program that actually don't have the business plan written down, as scary as it sounds. And we get it on paper because you must have it on paper.
It seems like such a simple step, but having it there, then it's there for everybody.
They believe in old school.
Let me mention, I'm going to tie a couple things that
Definitely.
Tommy said. You've got to have it written down. It just has to be. For corporations that are serious about giving you multi-million dollar contracts, no one is going to give you a $10 million contract for a business plan that's in your head. It just is not going to happen. It's just not. And so you've got to have it written down. But one of the things that we're doing is GMSDC is moving to our new office. And as part of our move, we're opening up a business development center for small businesses. And it's at this center in this new facility is our GMSDC Academy, which has at its foundation all of our educational programming. Academy will have all the basics of the business plan. We may not do the business plan ourselves, but we have partnerships with SBDC, SBA. All of our partners have those basic kinds of programming. But they will be offered at our business development center where you can come and get all the educational program. How to do a capability statement. Many of our business owners don't have capability statements. And that's something that our corporations require. What is it you do? Tell me very quickly, an escalator, 30 seconds. What do you do and how do you do it and how do you do it well? All of our programming will be at our GMSDC Academy underneath the Georgia Education Foundation. So all of the things that we do, our Business Development Center will offer a spot for small business to come, for collaboration, for partnership. It'll be in the heart of Midtown Atlanta. We'll be very close to Georgia Tech. We'll be in an AT&T space. And it will be a hub for small businesses to come and collaborate and for partner and for education and training and development. And so we're trying to create that environment, that hub, that incubator kind of hub in the core of Atlanta for small businesses to thrive. So there is no excuse for not growing your business.
Well, I know I can hear, and all the listeners can too, just the passion in your voice about helping small business owners. That's what you're trying to do. And it's not about me. It's about I want to help people. I want to grow this
Absolutely.
Small business in Atlanta. And I love that. And especially having Georgia Tech here, we have so many smart, intelligent people that can start their own business. And I don't know about you guys. I'm tired of losing them to places like San Francisco, them getting poached. We have such smart people. We should have businesses popping up left and right.
Got a lot of resources here in Georgia that can help small businesses.
Definitely.
And so our goal is to leverage and partner and with those resources to bring them all together. We can't do it by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have access to a lot of resources in corporations and a lot of institutional knowledge. And so Morehouse Entrepreneurial Center, we've got lots of resources here that we're trying to bring together to
Definitely.
Leverage all of that to grow the businesses here in Georgia.
So when you're doing a business plan, how important do you emphasize culture, like a culture of the business, the philosophy of the business, and how people need to abide by that and meet gel with that?
Well, I think not only is the culture of the business, but the businesses that you want to do business with, their culture is equally as important. if you're approaching the Coca-Cola company or AT&T, their culture is equally as important that you understand that, because it's going to tell you how you're going to approach that company. If you've got a very laid-back, non-traditional culture, Coca-Cola is a lot more formal.
Yeah, definitely.
And so how you approach them is going to be very key. And if your culture is not quite in sync, maybe you're going to have to adjust and identify people in your corporation, in your organization, that are going to be the targets for approaching them. So you've got to take all of that into play, because Coca-Cola has a very tight structure in how they do business and how you approach them. And if that's not a part of who you are as an organization, you need to identify maybe even outside resources that can help coach and mentor you about the best way of approaching. And that's part of what we do as an organization as well.
Well, just that 30 seconds of information right there was very informative, and that's $1 million right there just of information. I want to go back and talk about your education program.
Mm-hmm.
What if, let's say there's someone out there that's in corporate America, but they're thinking about starting their own small business. Can they come get educated beforehand and sort of learn about it and learn from you guys, and then they can go sort of out there and be an entrepreneur?
GMSDC primarily focuses on businesses that have been around for like 3 years.
Okay.
Because our primary audience is corporate America.
All right.
And so corporations want businesses that have been around for at least 3 years. But we have partners that deal with startups.
Okay.
And so we've got SBA. We've got the SBDCs, which are the Georgia Small Business Development Centers. They deal with startups. And so anybody who comes to us that is a startup, we connect them to one of our partner organizations. If it's a woman-owned business, we're going to connect them to the Edge Connection at Kennesaw.
Okay.
They deal with specifically with women.
That's awesome.
So we're going to connect them with a partner organization that deals with startups.
Okay, definitely. Have you guys heard about Atlanta Tech Village here?
I have.
Definitely. Well, we've had David Cummings and a lot of those guys in here on some of our different shows. And that's just amazing right there. I think that's Atlanta's right. Heading in the right direction there.
There's so many resources in Metro Atlanta, and we just tell people, seek it out. I mean, and you can go to GMSDC, you can go to Atlanta Business League, you can go to Great Atlanta Economic Alliance. There are a number of organizations that will send you to or connect you to the various places. Mm-hmm. You always have Georgia Tech, Georgia State. You've got Clark Atlanta University. All of these, I mean, resources are just abundantly there.
Definitely.
SBA, as was mentioned earlier, they will connect you. The regional administrator is
Cassius Butts.
Cassius Butts is doing a phenomenal job, and his team. So there's no excuse for not having the resources that you need. Even the program that we run for the U.S. Department of Transportation, it's the small business transportation resource centers that we run, SBTRCs, we have a program, again, that provides access to capital, which is a short-term lending program, and we have the bonding education program, but that's just for businesses who are trying to get transportation contracts. But there, I mean, it's out there. And then you have Citizen Trust Bank, believe it or not, here, they participate in that program. And then you've got Capital City Bank. So they're here. And if people don't ask, they don't find. Information's power. And that's what we try to get individuals to understand. You have to ask. And then the other thing is, use some of these young college grads and technical college grads. Let me tell you, these young people run ring. I'm old school. So I'm Thomas W. Deutsch Jr. My son is Thomas III. He is a techie, and he's one of my vice presidents. I brought him into the company, but then I have all these young graduates, and then I look at what they're doing at Atlanta Technical College and all of the resources and the people who come out of there. I mean, it is here, right at your fingertips, and people just need to pick it up. They need to listen to your program and other radio programs. It's there.
Well, I love what you say, no excuses. There are no excuses in the fact that all these organizations, instead of competing with each other saying, no, I'm the best, they're like, no, we can't help you with this, but we're going to send you here. That's good for you. Mm-hmm. It's all about growing small business in Atlanta, and that is absolutely terrific. I love to hear that.
Right.
So what's next for the organization? I know you talked about the educational center and maybe some coordinates on when that's going to open up and where it's going to be.
Yes, we've got the BDC. It's going to be opening. We're going to have our official ribbon cutting at the first of the year. It'll be open before then, but we're going to have the official ribbon cutting in January of 2014. Mm-hmm. And at that point, we'll launch all our new educational offerings. And we're partnering with several other organizations as part of that in January. Everyone's very excited about it. I tell you, the beauty of this new center is that we've partnered with a lot of small business. All the work is being done by small businesses.
That's so great. Your own cooking.
Yes, yes. All the work is being done by small businesses, which is incredible. But we've also had the tremendous support of all of our corporate partners in building this. So it's been our family has really built this new facility, mm-hmm. which is tremendous. And so on Friday, when we have our awards dinner, we're going to recognize all the corporations and all the small businesses that have really contributed to this. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting, I will tell you. Very excited about it. We're moving into the new offices on Monday.
Wow.
So we have the awards on Friday, the offices on Monday.
You get all the young chaps to help you move, right?
And then you take 1 hour vacation and get back to work.
This is so incredible, I will tell you. We're going to – actually, maybe we can have Business X Radio over and maybe we can broadcast live from there.
That would be nice
to have you broadcast from live, and we'd have a big open house for all small businesses to come over to the new spot. And because that would be really – it would be pretty awesome to do that.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, we'd love to do that.
And the whole idea is for small businesses and making it a hub. And so we're real excited about it, getting everything off the ground. So that's the next piece of what we're doing. And so we're also looking at hubs of those small businesses. We're having discussions with Savannah and Columbus.
Okay.
And moving around the state with the hubs as well. And – also, too, we've just launched our new class for the Mentor Protégé, just launched a week ago. So that class is in full swing.
What is that class? Let's just tell our listeners.
Okay. So the Mentor Protégé Connection is a program that's in partnership with Georgia Tech and the State of Georgia Economic Development. And that's a class of small businesses throughout the state that are being mentored by corporations for 1 year. So that launched a week ago. And so that they will be doing activities once the center's open. In the meantime, they're doing some things over at physically at Georgia Tech. And so that class launched, and then that class will graduate in June of next year, and then we'll launch the next class. So we've got that ongoing. So if there's small businesses out there that want to be mentored and want to grow, not saying anybody wants to grow.
Who wants to do that?
Who wants to grow? I don't know. Anybody want to grow? We've got a website at GeorgiaMentorProtégéConnection.org. You can go there, get information, want to be part of that next class. That's available as well, so we're focused on that as well. So a lot of things going on around developing small businesses, connecting them. And I think in November we have our annual golf at Eastlake.
Ooh, I love Eastlake. It's a really good.
You like Eastlake?
Yeah.
You want to come out and be one of our celebrity golfers?
I will come out and definitely be a celebrity golfer. I'm not good, but I really enjoy playing. I'll drink a beer. I'll hit some balls into the.
You'll look good.
I'll look good.
Exactly. It's part of it's looking good. You got to look good.
So, Stacey, it's got to feel really good to know that you guys are doing something for small business. When small businesses are like, oh, you guys are so great. Let us help you and give back to you and help grow your organization. That's definitely, you know, you're on the right track.
Yeah, it is feel good. I tell you, this whole center and the whole activity around has really felt good. And so I'm going to tell you, it's an exciting time for us right now.
Well,
and, you know, again, and we're so honored to have one
Blue
of our
legend
premiers.
Right there.
Yeah. I will tell you, Tommy has really set the bar around. Yeah, he's been incredible as part of the organization, a supporter and a friend and a mentor. And mm-hmm. So just having him as part of the organization and all that he does has been phenomenal.
All right. Well, winner of the Spirit of Alliance Awards, and are there still tickets available for people to get?
There are about five tickets available.
Only five.
About five tickets available that will be available for the next hour.
Pick up the phone. Go to the website.
You got to call. You got www.gmsdc.org. About five tickets available until noon today.
But we do take investments. You can just write a check and invest.
That's in good. I like that.
Now, if you want to invest,
that's why he's the Blue Legend right now.
That's exactly why he is. You see that? You see how he does that? Come on. Yeah, that's exactly. That's phenomenal. Yeah, that's exactly right. Please come down, see Mr. Dorch as he receives the Blue Legend Award and is honored by GMSDC and all of our corporate members and minority business owners. Mm-hmm. It will be phenomenal on Friday.
Everybody come out. Well, thank thank you for being on. Tommy, are there any coordinates you want to leave us with?
Well, only thing I want to say to people, small businesses create the majority of jobs in this nation. And so we need to make sure that folks don't run away from entrepreneurship. But also make sure you check in with organizations like GMSDC and others. Do your homework, do your research. Mm-hmm. The thing that we've always said, that there are already enough liquor stores on every corner, so we don't need anybody doing liquor stores. Don't need any more of that stuff. We need the folks to look at where are the opportunities. It's supply and demand.
Definitely.
And bring a business to the table that can be sustainable. And in order for it to sustain, you got to first invest in your own beliefs and in your own company.
Definitely.
I put $150,000 of my own money into my company, and I knew I wasn't going to walk away. I was not putting that money at risk, so I put it out there.
Put skin in the game.
You got to do that. And so we're looking for people who are committed, who are ready to come and to work. And so we need it. We have to create jobs. We have to create wealth. But more importantly, we have to build communities for the future of this city, this
Definitely.
State, and this nation. So again, I encourage everyone to stay in touch. I mean, really, go to the website of GMSDC. They have so much to offer, and organizations need to check in. I tell folks, I've been in business now 21 years on my own, and you're never too large to ask for help, and you definitely always need support and help. And I tell you, GMSDC is here for that. I appreciate this honor and award, but more importantly for me is that I'm honored because a great organization like this that has been out here has been working hard for us. We got to keep it strong. We got to give our support. And at the end of the day, when we all succeed, everybody succeeds in our community and in our state and nation.
Amen. I love that.
Excellent.
Well, guys, thank you so much for being on the show. It was a great program. A lot of great information. I learned a lot, and it was awesome. And we're definitely going to have you guys back on a regular segment just to update us on what's going on.
Absolutely. We'd love the opportunity.
All right. Well, this is Kevin Finn for my guest today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on High Velocity Radio.